In this bulletin, talks on Ukraine are underway in Paris. The New South Wales Police Commissioner extends post-Bondi protest restrictions. And in tennis, the Australian Open prize fund increases to $111.5 million. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Angelica Waite. France is hosting talks in Paris, with President Emmanuel Macron bringing together European leaders to discuss security guarantees for Ukraine, intended to support any future peace deal with Russia. France says it hopes for tangible progress as France and the UK lead efforts to strengthen Ukraine's post-ceasefire defences, potentially including European troop deployments. The United States is being represented by Donald Trump's envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, rather than Secretary of State Marco Rubio, as focus on Venezuela and tensions with Europe over Greenland complicate diplomacy. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says expectations should be tempered.
One shouldn't expect final decisions to be made in Paris. It's possible that the documents approving a common US-European stance will be signed in the coming days, perhaps in Washington. That matter is still open.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says significant hurdles remain, while Russia shows no sign of softening its demands in the nearly four-year-old war. United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says he is deeply concerned over the lack of respect for international law shown in the US military action against Venezuela. He characterizes the US assault in Venezuela as a flagrant violation of the UN Charter. Under-Secretary-General for Political Affairs Rosemary DiCarlo says without adherence to international law, there can be no international security.
I remain deeply concerned that rules of international law have not been respected with regard to the 3 January military action. The Charter enshrines the prohibition of the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state. The maintenance of international peace and security depends on the continued commitment of all member states to adhere to all the provisions of the Charter.
Leaders from major European powers have rallied behind Greenland, saying the Arctic island belongs to its people, following a renewed threat by US President Donald Trump to take over the Danish territory. Leaders from France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain, the UK and Denmark warned existing borders are not negotiable, saying Arctic security would be defended by NATO. On Sunday, President Trump repeated claims the US wants to gain control of Greenland for security reasons and has refused to rule out the use of force to take the territory. Greenland has repeatedly said it does not want to be part of the United States. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon has announced a 14-day extension of sweeping restrictions on protests first announced on Christmas Eve. Under laws passed in response to the Bondi terror attack, the Commissioner has the power to temporarily declare public areas restricted from assemblies following a declared terrorist incident. Under the declaration, no public assemblies can be authorised and applications for the authorisation of public assemblies will not be accepted. Mr. Lanyon says the decision to extend the restrictions by another fortnight is about reducing tension in the community.
Public assemblies, when held peacefully, is still allowed. They are not prohibited, but no form ones will be approved. Therefore, those that act outside the Summary Offences Act are likely to have action taken against them. Where someone obstructs pedestrians or traffic, behaves in a way that is intimidating or harassing, or behaves in a manner that is likely to cause fear, they may be provided a move-along direction by police. It will be an offence if a person does not comply with that direction.
To sport now and in tennis, the prize fund for the 2026 Australian Open has been increased by 16% to $111.5 million, making it the largest in the tournament's history. The men's and women's singles champions will each take home $4.15 million, up from the $3.5 million pocketed by Jannik Sinner and Madison Keys last year. First-round losers will walk away with $150,000, 14% more than last year, while the qualifying rounds will see the largest rise of 16%. The boost is part of Tennis Australia's $135 million investment across what they call the Summer of Tennis. The Australian Open runs from January 18th to February 1st at Melbourne Park. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Angelica Waite.